kickoff taken by Nick E. Second line, he'll take it forward up to midfield, and that's where Collins will start the possession. They lead it 36-6. Clock running here, 11:30 to go. Lucas leads the offense back out. Jacoby Evans, we're going to see if my man Jacoby Scott can get that first
carry.
I'm going to
get him right here. Come on, here we go. Come on, Jacoby.
Look to the sideline.
There he goes.
Gets it to Jacoby Evans. Good run off right side. He'll have about 4 yards down to the 46-yard line.
There's your man, Scotty.
Finally.
Kobe thought he was getting one in the first half, and it was a legal procedure penalty on Collins. Well, gain of four, second and six.
Changed, Jerry. You could probably sneak Pookie Murphy out there and play.
Yeah, you're right.
Probably might be a little bit, I don't know, a little bit, Pookie might be a little bit taller. Not much.
They are in the shotgun turn. Fan fakes it to Pookie. Kobe, now he's looking to throw and throws it just well short of Bagger down at the 20-yard line. So third and six, ball at the 46-yard line. Clock continues to move here. 10 minutes away from ending this one. NJR looks to the sideline, see if they'll run the football here. They'll go back to the air. Four receiver set, Evans to his right, in the shotgun. JR calls for the snap, takes it. He fakes a handoff, going to quick throw. Got to complete to Maggard. Maggard cuts back inside and is down inside the 35, close to the 30-yard line.
All right, here's where you really might as well go out of bounds since the clock doesn't stop anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's trying to make a play and get a touchdown.
I know.
That's what that is. But here's a question, Scott.
Why you got to ask me? Doug's up here, too.
Well, both of y'all. If you're up 36-6, why not work on your running game? I mean, you know what you're going to get out of your passing game.
You should ask Coach Lucas at halftime.
Really kind of wondered why, you know, Peyton Hawk seems to be limping quite a bit. Might be a good chance to kind of get him off the field.
Yeah. I think he might be doing it Emmett Smith, though.
Hand off to Evans. You're going to be a lot of room to run in the middle of the field.
Apple.
And got a little bit of a skirmish over on the right side. They separate quickly.
That's Eves. One thing about Eves, Eves pretty much, I'll say it, and he'll get, hit somebody. Man, but he pretty much keeps his Eves.
Yeah.
They're taking him out right now, though.
9 yard gain there on first down. Nico Panakis then. Is this first appearance tonight?
And three people coming off and one coming on. So that's for Western.
Because they already had 13 on the field. Look here coming.
Lucas in the shotgun.
Good guy. He might gonna make it off.
And flags on the play. So illegal participation. On Western, that'd be a 5 yard penalty, which will give Collins the first down.
You know, you gotta blame the coaches for that. I mean, you really do. If you send three off, then three have to come on.
First and 10 for the Titans. Ball marked inside the 20. Shovel pass forward to Stugger. Zach on the right side. Got the first
touchdown.
Down. Back inside. Touchdown, Titans. Good run again by Zach Stugger. You mentioned it earlier, John, that for a guy who doesn't really run the football a lot, really great vision. Another good cut on that play.
He sees the field well. I mean, he lets his blockers develop, lets the block develop, and he just cuts back. He sees it well. Now, going forward to next week, there's another unsung hero could be next week running the ball.
Mm-hmm. A web base on for the extra point attempt here. Snap back. Get good. 7:39 to go. Collins now leads it 43-6. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Ball kick deep, and I think prior to the kickoff, sides on Collins on the kickoff. So they will back up 5 yards and do it again. I wonder if these other officials are reminding this guy that, dude, if you'll just keep your whistle.
I'm watching him try to throw his football back. The guy that threw it, he threw it away from the guy that fell down earlier, hurt his leg, and he had to hobble to get it. And it's just pretty comical. Yeah, dude, it's got to be really blatant offside.
Yeah.
And by the way, these officials are from Northern Kentucky.
There you go. Ball kicked deep by Bates on the ground and picked up by Shannon.
Back in the back.
He had a reverse and a flag on the play. Coming around the right side, and he'll slip and fall at the 25-yard line. But the man on the far side was hit slamming the back. B.H.
There's a lot of subs coming in here on defensive side of football.
See Kai Rankin.
What are you laughing about, John?
The coach just threw the football to the referee. It went over his head and hit his guy in the back of the head with it. big number 74.
All right, so we got, let's see,
number 7.
Joseph Howell playing defensive end.
70.
Markel Beach, Devin Henderson all on the defensive line. Jacoby Evans playing linebacker now. Also Kai Rankin. Got Enrique Hernandez playing outside linebacker. Oh, and Rankin just took a big shot in the middle of the field. Welcome to varsity football.
It ain't freshman. Yeah, he just got nailed.
As he turned around, he said, hello.
What bus number was that?
See, we'll check other numbers. Got a flag also after the play.
Western. Uh-oh.
And we've got, I'm not sure we're going to have maybe an ejection, but he just pulled him off the field. Unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on Western. That's a 15-yard penalty. Let's check some other guys in the game here for Collins. Michael Irvin in playing cornerback. On the other side, B.H. Harper playing cornerback. Back at safety, Nikos Klinakis. So let's set the entire. We got Joseph Howell and Devin Henderson playing defensive end. Markel Beach, and I can't get the number, Scott, of the right defensive tackle.
76,
Zach Wheeler, I believe. 76. Well, Zach Wheeler.
76, okay. 60.
And then linebacker, we've got Kai Rankin, Zane Razor, and Jacoby Evans. And it's safety, Klinakis, and it's Harper, and Irvine at corner. Looking to throw again. Breaks containment, being chased by Razor. Gets away from that tackle, going to the sideline, pushed out of bounds by Harper, right at the first down marker. Clock continues to run, 5.5 to go here. And it's good enough for a first down, 5:25, 43-6, Collins Lethal. They will advance on to play Shelby County next week at Shelby County High School. Collins will be trying to avenge a 34-6 loss just a couple of weeks ago. Shotgun formation here for the Warriors. Avery takes a snap, dropping straight back, being pressured. Can't get him down. Al still chasing him, and he'll complete it. Up for a first down, up close to the 40-yard line. Tackle on the play by Irvine. Also, D.J. Webb also in on that last play to make a tackle.
D.J. Webb's a good-looking kid out there, doesn't he? Yeah, he's going to be a good football player. Grows into that body. He's already got the height. He's 13.
B.H. Harper.
Okay.
Well, 4:14 to go. First and 10 Warriors.
He's not.
He is not.
He's
still back middling. Avery goes out to the left side. Now he's just going to run with it. He's up to midfield and will slip down right at midfield. Good enough for another first down. 3:48 to go in this one. 43-6, Collins leaving. Wholesale substitutions in here for the Titans. Good opportunity to see a lot of these guys that work hard in practice get a chance to play. Avery stays in the shotgun here for the Warriors. Four receiver set. He'll drop straight back looking to throw. He'll throw it out to the right side. Ball is complete. Right at midfield and slung down by D.J. Webb. Maybe just past midfield, go for a short loss.
It was a good play by D.J. Webb, too. That's there, basically by itself.
Good open field tackle.
Right, it was.
3 minutes to go with this one. Western facing a 2nd and 12. Not much of a hurry to get things off here.
So I think they heard you say something about being hungry earlier. Well, we just kind of, that guy's offside over here. That guy's offside.
Avery being pressured by Howe. Up in the pocket. Beach chasing him. He's going to throw down the sideline. Incomplete down at the 25-yard line.
Been good on the soccer field.
Trying to hit.
Wheeler just took out the middle judge. Yeah. He turned around, started running after the lead. He hit the referee right in the back.
2 minutes to go with this one. Island's up 43-6 here.
It's interesting down here. Just the whole thing. You got to kind of sit back and just walk.
You got to take it all in.
You got to take it all in while you're here.
Well, Scott, you warned me.
I tried to tell you.
That guy, that's not holding. He's still holding him. That guy was still holding him.
Island recovers it. 120 to go.
The referee just looked at it and said, I ain't calling it. I don't care. Yeah, I got to stop the clock. He just held him the whole time after the ball was even being thrown.
So pass was complete down to inside the 20-yard line.
I missed the whole fumble.
Recovered by Collins.
I was watching this back here. It's comical.
And now Collins' offense is pretty much going to wait on the sideline until I think the officials make them come out and take a snap as we are now under a minute. Hawk continues to roll here.
Looks like the Western crowd is beating the traffic.
I think our first team offense. I guess we're going to take a knee here.
Yeah. So 40 seconds to go.
I'm telling you, I knew this was going to be good coming out. I just knew it.
All right, that'll do it. Collins wins it 43-6. I'll end that conversation. 43-6 in El Manton to play next week at Shelby County High School. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll have our game stats, and we'll talk a little bit about next week in that big matchup. Listen to Titan football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.